And a high fly ball, center field. He hit it a ton. It's gone. And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
Football. Short drop. Lobs one down the sideline for Binns. He's got it! Touchdown! 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 Armand Binns!
See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose.
And it is Bob.
Oh, yeah!
And caught!
Yeah!
AJ Green makes the catch. Woo! On the ricochet. Hail Mary! As a prayer is answered in the end zone by Adriel Jeremiah Green.
Welcome to the show. I didn't want the Bengals to kill my spirit today, so I put up Christmas decorations instead of watching the Bengal game. There's 38 days till Christmas.
That's a sociopath move.
Yep. I thought that, like, legally you had to wait until after Thanksgiving.
You're supposed to.
Well, because of the Bengals, I did it today, because...
Hope you like jail, brother.
Yeah.
Welcome. So, I think it's pretty obvious that they're actively tanking. They didn't play horribly today. But they still lost.
So. I kept wanting them to give up. Put up Christmas decorations until after Thanksgiving. That is not acceptable.
I even kept them lit all day too.
Hope your house burns down.
Can't say that.
I can say what I want, man. The FCC can't tell me what to do.
FC Cincinnati.
Yeah, man. How they doing this year?
Tell you to move out of your house if they want to.
It's true. Yeah, but man, the Bengals, they almost won. Yeah. Almost tied it at the end.
They kept scaring me, like, because I obviously... you were asking us, you've asked this multiple times this season, is like, are you rooting for the Bengals? I found myself rooting for the Raiders, like...
Yeah.
Come on, like, I do not want this team to win just because I want Joe Burrow to be a Bengal, because he is, man, he's a stud.
Going up on Tua?
Today had that.
Well, hip injury. And
today had that feel, though, where it was kind of like, like, we're losing for a reason. So, because they didn't play, it wasn't terrible. Defense actually had some pretty decent plays. It's just... They would always look good, and then it was like, oh, but we're not good enough.
I just don't want to go 0-16.
I
just don't want to deal with that. Like, I know that obviously 0-16 guarantees that first pick, but I'd rather not have to be in the same historical conversation as the Browns.
Yeah.
And I don't, the thing that I just don't get is this is not an 0-10 team. Like, I feel like obviously they're not a good team, but this is the type of team that should have at least won one or two games by now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, obviously if they're healthy, they're much better situation, but they've had chances where it's like, okay, they got a shot to win. Like, they almost won week one in Seattle. They could have won this week. Buffalo, they should have won. There have been like two or three games where it's like they could have won those games. And looking back, or when we look back, we're going to be thankful they didn't win those games. But I just want to win one. And yeah. If the Browns can somehow weasel their way into the – have an outside shot at the wild card come week 17, I hope it's
– Week 17.
I hope that's the one win if that's the only win they can get.
Mm-hmm. That would be so awesome.
I don't think the Browns will be in that situation, especially now that they've lost their – their axe murderer, Myles Garrett.
God.
But
what a psycho.
He's...
You knew he was weird when you watched Hard Knocks, but confirmed he's weird.
Yeah, like, he's weird, but he's never shown, like, he was just going to snap. And, yeah, which...
what do they always say when somebody murders somebody, though? I never
suspected him to do that.
I never expected him to do that. He's such a nice guy. Yeah, he's going to murder somebody one day.
On an unrelated note, I've lost a couple cats and never came home. But
yeah.
But no, yeah, he snapped. And I know we're not a Browns podcast or, you know, any sort of, you know, we're not even really anything podcast anymore. But the
podcast, be honest with you.
The people that were trying to put Mason Rudolph at fault in this whole situation was just.
Just anybody that tried.
So frustrating. Yeah.
I like it to.
Never played football. Like,
I like to spin it like that just because the Steelers are the cheap shot team that always try and get you to react. So I like to pretend like I think that that was just the Steelers again getting under his skin and them being dirty. But it's kind of hard to do that with a straight face. Because, like, that's what I would do to defend, you know, like Perfect and Pac-Man in that playoff game. Like, hey, like Steelers are just a bunch of dirty cheap shot guys, and then they got under the back of skins and they reacted. So maybe
Perfect was wrong. Safe on that one though.
Did you see what Perfect said?
Yeah,
this week about Goodell, called him a total bitch. I bet if he was a total bitch. He's like, that meeting was bullshit.
Who plays? Never mind. I won't say this. I don't want to spark a debate there, but. I was going to say who plays first between these two guys, but I'll let the listeners decide who I was getting ready to say, Perfect or somebody else.
Antonio Brown.
Well, yeah, of the three people who plays first. No, but yeah, that was funny that Perfect just out of nowhere. And I think maybe Myles Garrett and Perfect could, I mean, I'm sure the AEW would take them as a tag team right now.
Yeah.
To boost the ratings a little bit. That'd be pretty sweet.
Miles Garrett is not getting paid.
No, I don't. Perfect isn't either. I don't think, is he?
Yeah, I think it was a suspension without pay.
Yeah, but it's they said that he's gonna appeal it on the grounds that the CBA says you can't put in a, you can't levy an indefinite suspension for an on the field action. So I think he's gonna force the NFL's hand to say, okay, well, it's actually this season and the first four of next year type of thing or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do, but it sounds like he's not appealing saying he thinks he should play this year. He's appealing because the CBA, yeah. I mean, he's basically doing his part as a member of the NFLPA to.
Yeah. To, I mean,
because he wants to set a precedent of.
Right.
But I don't know. That was
all 32 bizarre. Teams colluded against.
Miles Garrett, yeah. That was just a bizarre situation too, because I had it where I've been watching The Sopranos and it was on the main TV and I had the football game on the smaller TV and I was about to just flip it off because I wasn't really paying attention and I looked down and I'm like, oh, there's a fight. And I was like, oh shit, like this is not just a fight, this is a brawl. And next thing I know, I see Miles Garrett swinging a helmet at Mason Rudolph. Yeah. And I was like, oh my god. Like, I paused The Sopranos and just like, I watched that for the next half hour. Them trying to sort out what the hell was going on and who was going to get thrown out and who was at fault. And
it just killed me because everybody kept on saying, well, he instigated. And it's like, it's football. Like,
I saw.
People instigate shit every play. Like, you don't swing your helmet and hit him in the head with it.
Well, Mason Rudolph did.
That's why you're not playing anymore. Yeah.
Well, Mason Rudolph did could be seen on the bottom of a lot of piles in pretty much any NFL game. Like, it wasn't an egregious act.
That's
like,
what I was saying. Anybody that was
did that
arguing against him has never played football. Like,
what Myles Garrett did was definitely worse as far as the actual actions go. But I think the most egregious, like, reaction, like, of anybody who just did something was the Browns lineman that came back and just drilled Mason Rudolph in the back afterwards when he was just standing there. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
I think,
like,
he got three games too, didn't he?
He should. I mean, that, like, obviously swinging the helmet at the guy is the worst action, but at least you could kind of say, yeah, well, maybe – you know, Myles Garrett was reacting like in the heat of the moment. The other guy cleaning him up afterwards, like, there's no reason for that. That made me chuckle a little bit.
Pouncey ended up getting three games for throwing haymakers
in his day. Like, he knew exactly what he was doing. Because wasn't he one of the ones that came out and backed, like, what Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, both the Pouncey brothers did.
Pouncey's murdered somebody. Like, yeah, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Allegedly. It's going to come out later. He's killed somebody because he was all over like Garrett, like just instantly. So there's going to be some video that comes out. He's meeting up with Hernandez or something. Dude's a psycho. Yeah.
Well, I was listening. I made a point to listen to the breakfast show the next day that Willie Colon is on, the morning radio show. And because I knew he was going to have interesting takes on it being a former Steeler, and he was not, you know, obviously he had some things to say about the Browns. He's like, everybody always acts like the Browns, you know, these lovable losers and these, you know, basically not, I don't even know how, I forget how he worded it, but basically like these guys that are, you know, they're not harmless in this whole situation. He said like when they would beat Cleveland in Cleveland, they would shut off the hot water for their showers. Yeah. So the Steelers would have to take cold showers after the games. He was saying how
that really ruins the locker room sex afterwards.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Even the water-based lubricants don't work as well when it gets cold like that. But yeah, they...
Sir Big Ben found a way.
What the hell? There's no locks on the back of these stalls.
Yeah.
But he...
Pouncy stand guard, please.
And then, actually, no, it was. But he...
Legendary.
They were also saying who...
Pouncy didn't go to Miami University.
Yeah. He went... They asked Willie Colon, what would you have done if that happened to Big Ben? The whole, you know, getting swung, helmet swung at him. And he was like, oh, we would have been waiting in the parking lot for those guys. He's like, we would have been at the player's exit or entrance or whatever, like trying to fight him. He's like, that's what we would have done. And he said that they made a good analogy for the people that were, because there was, Jeff and I talked about it. There was this guy that called in and his opening statement was, I'm not calling in to defend Myles Garrett. But by the end of the call, he was almost in tears defending Myles Garrett.
He was high pitched, like in the corner,
like squeaky voice.
And Willie was like, your team fucking sucks.
Willie was like, your team sucks and you're a bitch, and just hung up on him. Because Willie would say something and he would try to have a rebuttal that made no sense. And
he told him he didn't understand the Browns Steelers rivalry.
Yeah, and he told Willie
Colon. Willie Colon was like, I played in it. He had no like tone in his voice. He just goes, I played in it.
But the one analogy they made was, it was like, you know, somebody's standing and someone cuts in front of you at the DMV and you slit his throat. Like, were you justified?
Or, like, you know, someone cuts in front of you in line for a Popeye's chicken sandwich and you stab him to death.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Totally justified for that.
That would be justified. But, yeah, it was like, just sometimes this seems a little mean, but sometimes the ends have to justify the mean. Michael Scott.
I was gonna say, it sounds like a Michael Scott quote.
But, yeah, it was just, that was just, I think it was Big Cat or PFT, one of them said that any Thursday night game that doesn't end in a brawl is going to be a disappointment now. Yeah. But that Thursday night was my favorite. Like, that's what makes Twitter so great. I always remember the amazing nights of Twitter when something happens. Like, I remember the night that Buff Cat was found. I think that was like right after we got done recording one of our original podcasts. And I remember like just random things. I'm trying to think what the other thing was that I was thinking about it Thursday night. There was something else that happened. I was like, man, this is an all-time night on Twitter. We
had a similar conversation about like that not too long ago. I'm trying to think what it was.
Yeah. But this was one of those nights where it's like I just couldn't go to bed. I was refreshing constantly.
I think Andrew Luck retirement was the last time
was that what it was?
Conversation. Yeah.
But with this one, it was like the jokes that were coming out. Like, Mo Egger made a joke that would only be funny to UC and Xavier fans, where he said, this needs to be played at a neutral site from now on, or the game should be canceled altogether. Because that's what they tried to do after UC and Xavier got in a fight.
Crosstown showdown.
Yeah.
Not shootout.
Don't call it a shootout anymore. Even though there were no guns involved, let's not call it a shootout.
And you shoot basketballs.
There were two guns involved. Yancey Gates. Boom, boom. Boom.
But yeah, that was just a funny situation, and
it was just so crazy
not to be involved in something like that for a change. Is just that was the best part of it. I could sit back as just I won't say an unbiased observer because I hate both of those teams. So like, I just seeing the Browns get their biggest win of the season, maybe even since they've come back from their expansion season. Like, this was like a statement win for them to get back into the playoff race. But nobody's talking about the Browns being any good. They're talking about how bad they're going to be without Myles Garrett and how embarrassing that whole situation was.
It was the first time this year, too, that it was fun being 0-9. Because it was like, at least we're not fucking Cleveland.
I think
that doesn't know how to win.
we may be one of the only groups that can come at this objectively because we hate both of them so much.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we can actually agree,
100%.
Just, we can just view it for what it is.
And it was...
I'd be curious to see if anything spills over into the next game. Because obviously the big offender was Myles Garrett, and he's not going to be playing.
Yeah.
But I could still see Steelers like, hey, let's get our revenge. Because, you know, Steelers are a dirty team that like to cheap shot people. So I'm sure they'll be
sort of trying to put that Large had kind of said that. Ben and I were talking about that. And Willie was basically like, the NFL is going to be all over that game.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, that's how they were with the
Pirates and the Rats.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the controllers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think any sort of hit across the middle is going to be flagged.
Drop kick somebody.
It'll be interesting to watch. That'll be fun because obviously Myles Garrett won't be playing.
Myles Garrett comes in out of the stands with the costume on or something.
Oh, God.
Look out. Both coaches are morons, so something may happen. That's what gets lost in all of this. Is that Freddie Kitchens and Tomlin did nothing to prevent any of it and will never do anything to prevent any of it. And that's why both teams are such pieces of shit.
I forget who.
Yeah. I'm begging the NFL to flex it to Sunday night.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
I forget which ESPN guy it was, but he said he was on the sideline, and he said that the Browns sideline was very congratulatory of Myles Garrett when he came off the field, and they were all cheering it on and everything. Like, if that's true, like, that's just
one of the funniest things I saw. One of the funniest things I saw was somebody dubbed over the Thursday Night Football, like one of the old school commercials or entrances with the Myles Garrett fight.
Yeah. Oh, so
it's pretty fucking hilarious.
I saw people did they took the old NFL 100 where they showed all the massive hits from throughout the years and they dubbed in the same part of the fight. Yeah. Where it looked like it was on old school video. It was pretty cool. But because that's the best part about the NFL 100 when they do that's montage of like big hits throughout the years. I think there's like maybe one of the 20 that wouldn't be considered a penalty right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like guys getting yanked down by their face mask, guys getting stepped on after plays, stuff like that. It's like, it shows you just how, and I mean, for the better for the most part, but. Just shows you how soft a lot of the stuff has gotten as far as, but something happened today in the Bengals game that would have never happened when Pac-Man or Perfect were on the field was we had a targeting call overturned, like not overturned, but waved off. Sean Williams basically lowered the boom on somebody and they picked up the flag and said it wasn't, you know, helmet to helmet, which I feel like there was never a time when the Bengals got the benefit of the doubt.
No,
but maybe that narrative is slowly fading. We're never going to shake the whole getting arrested all the time thing, even though nobody ever gets in trouble for them anymore.
God damn it. Someone's getting arrested tonight now.
It's going to be dull.
Yeah. So
it's a guy in Joker makeup.
Yeah.
Town.
The hair gave him away, though. So I obviously don't wish any ill will on Finley. I don't want anything to happen to him. But when he got dinged up today and Dalton started warming up a little bit, I got so excited. Like, oh, come on, bring Andy back
in. That would have been
and so then Andy fun. Would have won it for him. Oh, that would have been.
And then you couldn't go back to Finley.
Andy
came in and won the game.
Who's this Dalton guy? Why is he on the bench?
You got to give him a shot.
Let's just give him a couple years extension. And
let's see what he's got.
Don't even say that because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well. And that was the thing that I was going to mention earlier, and I just forgot, but I honestly believe that if Andy Dalton's a quarterback today, that they won that game.
I was going to say that too. Yeah. Then we started talking about something else, but yeah, I agree. I think he would have gotten the W there.
Which Finley doesn't attempt to pass past 20 yards, so
can't.
Yeah,
that's the problem. He did use his leg. Like, his running was a lot better. I mean, it's what we saw out of Andy a couple times when he was younger, but
it did make me laugh when he got hit from behind early in the game, because everybody talks about his pocket presence. Like, he could have literally not been any more clueless to that guy coming up behind him.
The strip sack.
Yeah.
That was bad. Just the whole game in general. It's like, man. Yeah.
So you should have Christmas lights.
I won 10.
Only got to do this 6 more times.
They're all Sunday games from here on out. We already played our Thursday and Monday game, right? So and there's no chance of us getting flexed unless there's that Dolphins, can't even maybe. That would be so awesome. Yeah. They did the Dolphins Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only one more non-1 o'clock start. I think there's one more like 4 p.m. start. Not 100% sure, but
and unless that's a West Coast game, I could see that getting moved to 1 o'clock as well, depending on what other games, if there's another game they want to move to that 4:25 slot.
Mm-hmm.
NBC would be so pissed, but they should put the Burrow Bowl on Sunday Night Football. They should make him stand there and watch it. He should have to stand there like the national championship trophy that they do for all the college games.
Mm-hmm.
He just has to stand down there by like the 4 yard line for pictures the whole time.
Some guy standing next to him with white gloves. Just...
Yeah. with Dr. Pepper logos all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. The remaining 6 are all 1 o'clock starts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's good then for, you know, the afternoon naps. God, they suck.
Are the Ravens really that good? Like, man, watching that game today, Lamar Jackson looks really good.
Yeah, I was wrong about him, and I very wrong too.
Like, I mean, they almost put up 50 points on the Bengals, and then today they just handed the Texans an ass whooping. Yeah. I thought that game was going to be close, and it was not at all.
I honestly, I know that a lot of people always say, you know, you're never going to beat Belichick twice in the same season. But I think there was a stat, and I don't have it in front of me, and I don't know for sure what the actual numbers were. But I want to say that they said Belichick on rematches in the playoffs, the Patriots don't do well in those still.
Yeah.
Like historically, they just haven't had everyone always acts like, oh, you get a chance to play Belichick twice, like, you're not going to beat him the second time.
The Patriots, like, it feels like they're missing, like, something.
Gronk.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
when he comes back in 2 weeks.
Well, both Brady and Wentz today, I think they were a combined, like, 52% or something like that, they said. They were, I forget the actual stat, but they were comparing that matchup to the Kyler Murray and Garoppolo matchup. And both Wentz and Brady were garbage, and Brady's been regressing a lot. Like,
it's like he's old or something.
Yeah, it's like, who knew? But he's regressed so much, but they've been able to cover it with, you know, great defenses and, you know, other weapons that can, you know, just in scheming against, you know, having smart coaches and putting your guys in the right position and not exposing your weaknesses, which is something we're not familiar with. In some
say, so I didn't think you were allowed to do that. Yeah. I thought if your quarterback was getting old and starting to regress, you just had to let the rest of the team regress with them.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but apparently not.
Weird.
But yeah, like, he's when you put Brady on an island and make him make throws, like, he's not doing it this year. Like, there's glimpses where he still pulls one off, and you're like, okay, then everyone goes nuts. Like, oh, yeah, this is for everybody that said Brady took a step back. But it's not the case. Like, I mean, everyone, if you've got that little glimpse of, you know, if you were good at one point, you're going to be able to, you know, pull that off later in your career still. But the days of him just shredding everybody are over. And if you can
have Anthony Davis to make him look good.
LeBron joke.
Yep. But yeah, if you can, but so that's my way of saying, like, I honestly, I think the Ravens are for real, and I don't see the Patriots
just so them good the on both sides, like, of the ball.
Like, I can't wait for a Mahomes Lamar Jackson matchup in the AFC Championship. That would be so sweet. Like, if that could happen, that
Ravens,
would be like,
the Ravens don't piss me off like other teams in the division do.
Nah, I think now that, like, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and
they're like the Ray Rice of
are gone,
the AFC North. Like, they just don't.
Yeah, they don't bother. They don't bother me.
I don't hate their coach. I don't really hate them.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I feel like he hates your coach's brother.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of, like, is it Jim?
John. John. Or Jim. Jim's the Michigan.
Jim's the Michigan coach?
Yeah.
I just think he's overrated. I don't even, like, have a dog in the fight because I'm not an Ohio State fan, but I just think I feel like they're always talking about how good he is. He hasn't done anything. Besides
next year. Next year's his year.
Next year's the year.
Besides ride guys in there. Colin Kaepernick to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, there you go. Go back to the NFL.
That guy's a joke.
Which one?
Kaepernick. What? I was trying to that was a transition attempt.
I don't think we were going to go that.
No, we weren't going to talk about him.
I thought we wanted to.
No.
Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Right. I'm stepping
back. I only have one thing to say about Kaepernick.
Let's hear it.
If the Bengals sign him and don't sign a quarterback in the draft, I'm done with him.
You can't sign people in the draft.
You know, if they don't pick up a quarterback in the draft and they pick up Kaepernick because they're the favorites.
They're not signing Kaepernick.
I know. Nobody is. Kaepernick don't even want to play.
Yeah, he hates America, obviously.
Oh, God.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Jeff, your Stephen A. impression is bad.
Yeah. Your Stephen A. impression is bad, and you should feel bad. Zoidberg.
Get Zoidberg.
It? Yeah. You get it. All right. Well, that killed the podcast.
All right. Let's start over.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah. Oh, well. I guess thanks for listening. And maybe one of these days, the Cincinnati teams will give us something exciting. Although the Reds are being linked to a lot of, I mean, it's early, but they're being linked to a lot of free agents out there that
Kaepernick
make our team much better. Yeah, he's going to give it a shot.
Got a cannon. He might not be a bad baseball player.
I hope the Mike Trout trade rumors are true. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Mike Trout for...
got him for nothing.
Trying to think. Who is real
shitty? Cash considerations.
Last year.
What's that?
Said I'm trying to think of who was really shitty out of our bullpen last year, but that's who we're trading Mike Trout for.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, the Castellanos is the rumor for a left fielder. Ozuna or whatever the fuck his name is from St. Louis, the guy I don't want them to sign. And I'm trying to think of who the other. But they've been saying, like, you know, Didi Gregorius and Yasmani Grandal are two guys that could come back. You know, they're former Reds. They never really cut their teeth with the main club at all, but
I'd love to have DD back.
Yeah,
maybe Puig.
That would be awesome, but I haven't
seen that. Your friend,
that would be so awesome, but I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. And last year they dropped it on us on, I think, was it New Year's Eve that the Puig, the Dodgers trade went down, or was it Christmas Eve? It was like right at the end of December, and I can't remember. I thought it was New Year's Eve.
At that point, it was just exciting to see them do something.
Right.
Like, because the entire offseason had been, I mean, most of the off seasons recently have been, you know, nothing's going on. It was nice to see an overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But supposedly the Reds are going to be, they're the only team in the Central this year that's supposed to be, you know, big-time buyers. The Cubs and Cardinals have already said that they think they really like their core, and there's not much they plan on adding. And if anything, the Cubs are going to dismantle their core a little bit with them just to try to shake things up. So we'll see what happens.
We'll somehow end up with Schwarber batting 200.
Yep. Hometown guy, though.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine all the anti-Tom people on Twitter's heads exploding?
Yeah.
Schwarber became a Red.
Well, they probably wouldn't mind if Tom talked about him then, because it's
yeah.
The only thing they can't talk about is people on the other team. If he talks about anybody on the other team, they get all over him.
Good Tom.
God.
That chick NFL dude was bitching about him today. What qualifies him to talk about football? That's what this tweet was.
Same thing that qualifies Jake NFL.
Boom.
I'm excited. Granted, we can talk about it a little bit more when it gets closer, but I know I've gone down to Reds Fest, I guess last year, and I know Dan usually goes down, and Jeff
I'm going has Friday it. Night this year.
Same here. I'll be down there Friday.
That's in a couple weeks.
I'm playing bingo. Are you playing bingo?
I'm not doing bingo.
Oh, man. That's what I'm doing.
I'm just going to go down there and try to get all the sweet stuff I can get from the free booths and then probably buy a mystery signed baseball.
I'm going to get a jersey again.
Yeah.
One of the mystery bag jerseys.
Yep. I was thinking about doing that. They were out.
Did you get Bailey?
Yeah, I have Bailey and I have John Moscott.
Nice.
That is, I think, Tommy John's, and he's going to be coming back soon, hopefully.
There you go.
We had Whit and I got NHL jerseys for the Blue Jackets for our season ticket stuff. They used to do drawings if you renewed by a certain date, and we both got guys. I've gotten two. He got one, but that we always ended up with guys that were on the team for less than not even the next season half the time. Like
yeah.
I think Colton Gillies I had and Mark Mathot. Mark Mathot was there for a couple years after, but he got traded.
Yeah.
And then you got Ethan Moreau, didn't you?
I think I got Paulson.
Paulson?
I think so.
Gary Paulson, Hatchet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Famed author and hockey player.
I didn't know he could skate.
Name is Robert Paulson.
Jeff?
Fight Club.
Bob had bitch tits.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, there you go.
But... yeah, so I know I'm excited for Reds Fest, and hopefully maybe there'll be something done before then. And I know they like to announce those types of things and do a lot of like dog and pony show for the new stuff that's going on down there. Unfortunately, we're not going to be doing new uniforms. It sounds like other than the alternate.
Yeah,
I hate those.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those, but I don't know. Maybe next year we'll get the new uniforms.
Sure.
So
new old uniforms.
New old uniforms, yep. So, oh, well, Kobe's watching LeBron tonight, so we'll let Dan get to that.
Whoop, whoop.
And then I don't know if you saw Kobe was sitting courtside.
Oh, was he? No, I did not see.
Yep.
I've been watching the football game since I got money riding on it.
That's right. I watched.
Is he trying to coach him up?
He was clapping. So I think we're gonna have 4 straight hours of how Kobe's body language was when he was clapping, whether it was a spiteful clap or if he actually likes LeBron or what.
So seems to be enjoying the game. Not sure how I should feel about that.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear Stephen A. Smith yell at. I don't even know who he's on with now.
No idea.
I don't know. But Skip, I also saw this, and then we'll end with this. Skip Bayless, his contract with Fox ends in 2020, so there's the possibility of a reunion, and Skip and Stephen A. could get back together in a couple of years.
They're finally going to run for president.
Yeah.
God. Jesus. I'd vote for him. At this point, it'd be fun. So, oh well, bungle for Burrow. At least he didn't get hurt.
Like that. Yet,
I was gonna say you might wanna.
Yeah, that sucks for Tua, but
yeah, I feel bad for Tua.
It makes losing that much more important for the Bengals now because they can't fall back on Tua. I mean, if Tua's there,
pick him up later. Tua's there,
take him. I think still Tua goes top 5 regardless, as long as it's not like, oh, he's never going to be able to run the way he was. But it doesn't sound like that'll be the case since they know for sure. Because it's kind of the Bo Jackson injury, but they know it is before. Like, Bo's was bad because it went a while before they realized how bad it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know with Tua.
Bleeding in the hip joint.
Yeah. Yeah. But they knew with Tua right away. So,
Had low T too, so.
Did he? I thought that was just Frank Thomas.
Ah, shit, it is Frank Thomas, damn it.
Wow. I see your Kaepernick remarks and then this. I don't know if we can do a podcast.
Not
a good Frank podcast Thomas. For Jeff.
Yeah. No, that was Danny Glover, Jeff. All right.
Too old for this shit.
I love Morgan Freeman and Lethal Weapon. All right. All right. My name is Ben for Dan, Witt, and Kevin. The fuck? Why am I? I'm blanking on my name.
I don't know what you're going for there, so I can't help you.
I was going to call Jeff Kevin.
Kevin Smith.
Federline?
Federline, no. Kevin.
Euclid.
Fat guy. And all the Adam Sandler movies. We don't say Kevin, the Ollie. We don't say Ollie.
Kevin James.
Kevin James. For Dan, Witt, and Kevin James, I am Ben. have a good week, everybody.
Bye.
See ya.